going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Tuesday, March 29th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Happy to hear any comments, thoughts, questions you have. And as always, please rate and review us on whatever podcast provider you use, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you may find us. Before I get started, couple house cleaning items I would like to bring up. As usual, if you're not already following us and you're a fantasy basketball fan, please follow us at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. BK for basketball. It is the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. You get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition, provides more analysis too. Again, it's Ethos Fantasy BK. If you're in your fantasy basketball playoffs, or even if you're looking for wagering advice, we send out tweets all day long, starting lineups, who's injured, who's playing. Great source for NBA information. And if you're a baseball fan, we also have an Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball Twitter account. It's going to be the same thing throughout the summer. We're just getting that started, but highly recommend you follow us on Twitter. We'll be getting great daily updates on player movements, who's in, who's out, starting pitchers, that kind of information. And before we get going, if you're into props, we have a great partner in Thrive Fantasy. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. You can check them out on their mobile app or go to thrivefantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest games each night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize. If you're looking for prop information, which we give out sometimes here on the show, but you can also check out our Ethos Fantasy DFS team. There's a regular podcast. If you're a member on our site, which I highly recommend you check out at sportsethos.com, you can get daily information for DFS games. And also in that information, you can use that at Thrive. And for the props there, if you are a member as well, I recommend going to our Discord. If you haven't been to a Discord before, it's basically a group chat, but a bunch of different channels. So we have one for Thrive. If you're just into playing Thrive, you can go in there and get information on nightly props. If you're a baseball fan, hockey fan, NBA fan, college basketball, college football, we have all kinds of content, people chatting. I'm in and out of those rooms every night. Number of our other handicappers and our DFS guys are in and out of those rooms. So I would recommend checking out, if you're a member of Ethos, I would recommend checking out our Discord. It's a great way to interact with each other. But even if you don't really want to interact, it's a great way to get information, timely information, nightly plays, DFS plays, everything such as that. So quick recap of yesterday was not a great day for me. Like to have full disclosure on this show. Overall, I went 2-5 in the NBA. I was 2-1. I had Tyus Jones on Memphis over 19.5 points. He did not hit that. They got up early on Golden State and ran away with it. And while I thought he might get a bit of run late in the third quarter and fourth quarter, he didn't. He was on the bench. I didn't think they would win that easily, but that was an absolute blowout. They ended up winning by, what did they win by? It was 123-95. So they won by 28 points. I thought it was going to be maybe 10-12 point. The line was 11.5. I wasn't on that. So I was thinking it was, you know, high single, low double digits. But obviously I missed on that line, and Tyus Jones sat in the bench. I was also, though, on Memphis's over 115.5, which hit. And I was on Sacramento's first half under 52.5. And that hit quite easily, actually. They lost 123-100 by Miami. But as I thought, game got out of hand early. Miami, great defensive team, shut the Kings down. And then when they went to their bench, the Kings, well, they never really got in it. They lost by 23 points, but they put up a little more of an offensive effort in the second half, which is kind of my narrative and what I was thinking. In the NHL, I had two underdogs, Washington at plus 115. They got blown out by Carolina, and Vancouver at plus 135, ended up losing to St. Louis. Then I had a couple props. I had Ryan Nugent Hopkins, who'd been playing really well. He's on the first line power play in Edmonton. And I thought they would win. I didn't think they'd win quite as easily. I think final was about 6-1. And I had him over 2.5 shots, and I think he got one. And then I had Philip Deneau on the Kings late at night over 2.5 shots, and he got one shot. So that was so I missed out on the Deneau prop as well. So tried a few props in NHL, which I thought, and I'll probably go back to those guys next game because they've both been doing really well. Unfortunately, didn't hit last night. So we move on. Into the NBA tonight, there are 5 games. Not on any straight, well, I'm on one line, and then a couple of first half numbers I'll get to as well. First game is Chicago at Washington. Chicago's in the second game of back-to-back road games. They are 3.5-point favorites over the Wizard. 222.5 is the total. I actually lean Washington. I debated playing this, but I held off. I don't like the total. My number's right around that number, so I'm avoiding that. I just think Washington with Porzingis there, playing decent at home, and Chicago has been pretty inconsistent. Ball still out. LaVine is questionable. For Washington, you have Beal and Kuzma continue to be out. But if anything, I would lean towards the Wiz. The next game I am on, which would be an Eastern Conference, great Eastern Conference battle, I think. Milwaukee's at Philly. Giannis is probable, and Philly is pretty much fully healthy. This game, Philly is -1 at home, total 231, and I'm actually on the Bucks. I think the Bucks have something. No, not so much have something to prove, but I think they will be able to come out, put up a good effort. Giannis at full speed. They've got everybody healthy, so I think they should be able to go into Philly on the road. Philly hasn't looked, I don't think, all that great lately, although they are battling for first in the East with the Bucks. I just think the Bucks are playing a little better. Full squad on both sides. I'm leaning the Bucks, and you only have to catch. And I'm catching a point, so happy to take the Bucks there. Next game of the night is the Lakers, and they travel to Dallas. Now, Anthony Davis and LeBron James are listed as questionable, but everything I've heard is they're both out. So my play that I'm going to give you in a second assumes that they are both out. Trey Burke is really the only name that's out for Dallas. Other than that, fairly healthy. Dallas finds himself 11.5-point favorites, total 219.5. And in this game, I'm actually on the LA Lakers first half under 52.5. So their full game total is 104.5. I'm going to be on their first half under of 52.5. And the reason being is a couple reasons. As far as defensive efficiency, Dallas is a very good defensive team, 7th best in the league. As far as the Lakers are number 20 in the league. As far as pace, Dallas is the 30th, so the slowest team in the league. So they're going to slow the game down. The Lakers are the 6th, but you take LeBron out of that lineup and AD, and they're not going to be playing nearly as fast. And then offensive efficiency, you have the Lakers coming in at number 23. So I've got a very good defensive team, a very slow team in Dallas, and then a slower and a below average offensive efficient team in the Lakers. Now I looked at the total of 104.5 for the whole game, the Lakers going under. But again, much like that Memphis game yesterday, Sacramento Miami game yesterday, I think Dallas gets up early, so I think they shut it down. They play all their regulars through the first half into the third, and if they are up by double digits, then they rest everybody. So the Lakers have the ability to score some garbage time points and maybe cover that 104.5. So I'm on the first half under 52.5. And when I look at the Lakers, their starting lineup is supposed to be Westbrook, Reeves, Wenyen Gabriel, Stanley Johnson, and Dwight Howard. Not exactly a good look for the Lakers, to be honest with you. And I just think they're going against Dallas, at Dallas. I see Dallas shutting them down. I see Dallas slowing
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Game down. So on the Lakers, first half under 52.5. Next game of the night is Detroit and Brooklyn. Again, doesn't look to be much of a game. The Nets at home, they have everybody except Joe Harris is out and Simmons obviously is still out. For Detroit, just Grant is out. Other than that, fairly healthy. Brooklyn's 13.5 point favorites, total 233.5. I think much like the Dallas LA game, Brooklyn gets up easy and coasts. So I'm on kind of the other angle here. Brooklyn is a very good offensive team. Kyrie's now playing because it'll be at home. KD's healthy and playing. Now then, Joe Harris, they've got pretty much their starting lineup. So I'm actually on the Nets first half over 64.5. So their full game total is 123.5, and I'm going to be on the over first half 64.5. Now, when it comes to why I'm on that, when you look at defensive efficiency, Detroit's the 24th ranked team in defensive efficiency. Offensive efficiency, the Brooklyn is the 11th best team. Now, when it comes to pace, both teams played above average league pace. Brooklyn number 1 and Detroit number 12 as far as pace. So you're going to get two teams that played a quicker above average pace. Bad defense in Detroit, good offense in Brooklyn. And those numbers don't have Kyrie playing for half of those games. So I think their offense is even better, and they probably play even quicker with Kyrie in there. So again, I'm on the Brooklyn first half over 64.5. Last game of the night sees Utah traveling out west, further out west, to play the Clippers. Utah's favored by 1.5, total 217.5. Gobert and Bogdanovich are listed as questionable. I heard earlier Gobert is out, probably out, leaning more to an out than playing. And LA may have Paul George back, which has been a surprise for me. So that's great news for them. And that's why I'm off this game. Gobert's too much of a question mark, leaning towards him being out. And if George is actually in, LA instantly becomes a much better team. So without confirmation exactly what those get, if Gobert was in and George was out, then I'd jump on Utah minus 1.5. If I don't know either of those things right before the game, I won't be touching this game. So three plays in the association: Milwaukee plus 1, the Lakers first half under 52.5, and Brooklyn first half over 64.5. And as we move, we'll move to the ice in a second, but I just want to take a quick break and we'll come back shortly. All right, as we move to the ice, there are 9 games in the NHL. None that I'm really looking at getting on. I put a lot of time looking at some player props, looking at some games. Just not really ready to pull the trigger in any game. Probably 2 games really will be good games tonight. Carolina is at Tampa. Carolina's plus 125. Tampa's minus 145. 6 goals is a total. I think I would potentially see some value in Carolina. These are 2 of the best teams in the East on the road. Carolina's a solid team, catching plus money maybe, but I just have a hard time going against Tampa. The one game I was looking at is Montreal is at Florida. Now, the Habs come in plus 325. You can get Florida at minus 425. I'm not going to touch either of those. But the Habs are also, if you take the puck line at plus 1.5 goals, you can get them at plus 135. Now, they lost at Montreal to Florida about a week ago by a goal. So I think it was 4-3 or 3. I think it was 4-3. So I can see the Habs keeping this close. The problem is the Panthers are unbelievably strong on offense. I think they're averaging over 4 goals a game, which is unheard of in this day and age in the NHL. So they run the risk of running up the score. Total 6.5. I might look to that as an over at minus 130. That's a lot of goals though. So maybe the Habs at plus 1.5 on the puck line, getting plus 135. Next game has the Islanders traveling to Columbus. The Islanders minus 145, Columbus plus 125. Total here is 6. Not really on this game either. I think the Islanders could pull out the win here. Should pull out the win here, but they're on the road, so I'm not really going to lay money with them. Rangers travel to Pittsburgh. This should be a good game too. Both teams playing really well. Pittsburgh really rolling. Crosby and Malkin back to their ways of old, lighting up the scoreboard. Rangers have Shcherbina in net, so they are always a good bet when he's playing. Now, plus 145, Pittsburgh's minus 165 at home, 5.5 goals. You can get plus 100 if you go under 5.5 goals, but there's just too much offense. I think both these teams could definitely play defense, but I just think with all that offense right now, going under 5.5 would be risky. If you go over 5.5, it's minus 120. That's probably more of a look that I would be considering. The Leafs travel to Boston to play the Bruins. The Leafs come in plus 135. Bruins are minus 155. Now, if you know anything about the recent history of this rivalry, it's been completely Boston. And I have to side with Boston here. As much as the Leafs have been playing well, their power play is first in the NHL. Their penalty killing, I think, is top 5. So they've really been tightening things up. They just have too many goaltending problems. And Peter Mrazek starting in net tonight, I just think Boston will be able to get to him. The total 6.5. So Vegas obviously thinks there'll be plenty of goals scored as well. So I could see some value in the Leafs at minus 135, but the Bruins, if you listen to the show, since the turn of the calendar into 2022, have really been playing well. So you've got Leafs flying, Bruins with the edge in this series, but also the Bruins playing well. So this will stay away this game for me. Next game I was considering is the Sens plus 180 at Nashville. Nashville is minus 220. I don't think a total of 6 goals. This is where I was like, maybe on the over, you get it unfortunately at minus 120. And the Sens have been giving up a fair number of goals, but they have the ability to put a few in the net as well. So maybe look to the over of minus 120 there. Flyers travel to Minnesota. You can get the struggling Flyers at plus 265. You can get the Wild at minus 330. You can also get the Flyers on the puck line at plus 1.5. You can get them at plus 105. I don't, you know, there might be some value there, but I just can't trust the Flyers. And I think if they don't win this game, they're officially eliminated from the playoffs. So not going to be touching this game. The game of the night, I believe, will be the next one. Colorado travels to Calgary. Unfortunately, Nathan MacKinnon isn't playing. I was all over the Avs. They're getting plus money here. With MacKinnon in the lineup, they wouldn't have been getting as much. But they're plus 125. Calgary minus 145. The total for goals is you can get over 6 at minus 115, under 6 at minus 105. I think there's value in the Avs. Nazem Kadri moves up to the first line center and first line the power play. So I was looking at some point or assist totals for or shot totals for him, but they just weren't in my range as far as the price. So Calgary, the home favorite, minus 145. A lot of people think these are the two best teams in the Western Conference and could be a Western Conference Finals preview. I just think the Avs are the elite team out West. And at plus 125, I would definitely lean towards them. Not pulling the trigger, but definitely lean to them. The last game of the night sees the Dallas Stars travel to Anaheim. Stars are minus 180. The home Ducks are the underdog at plus 160. Total 5.5. You can get under 5.5 at plus 100, over 5.5 at minus 120. Not going to be on this game. I like Dallas. I don't like them as much when they're on the road, and not willing to lay minus 180 here either. So no plays for me in the NHL. 3 on the hardwood in the association tonight. But before I go, I do want to remind you of our friends at Manscaped. You can check out manscaped.com. Use the coupon code HOOPBALL20, so 20. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. And also our buddies at mybookie.ag. When you sign up there, use the code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses on your initial deposit. So, hope you enjoyed the recap, which wasn't very good from yesterday. Let's hope we can bounce back on the hardwood tonight. And a great slate in the NHL, some fantastic games. If you're a fan of the NHL, you definitely want to see Colorado and Calgary. And I think you want to see the one opening game, first game of the night is Carolina at Tampa Bay. That should be a great game as well. So hope everybody has a great night. And if you do have any money on the line, hope it comes through for you. And I will catch you tomorrow.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.